business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions.
Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Welcome to episode 110 of Not a Real Job, the ostensibly funny podcast about building your business. I am Chris Van Patten, and I make websites and other things. And I guess I'm in Tokyo right now.
Yeah, Chris is in the future. He's in Tokyo. It's funny. You said it's the ostensibly funny podcast that's about business and stuff. I think that's the other way around. I think we could say that this is at times genuinely funny, but almost never about business.
See, I guess I would say that it's ostensibly funny and ostensibly about business as well. Kind of on both counts there, you see?
Oh, I see. You were kind of looping both of those things under the ostensible.
Yeah, yeah. It's moniker. Ostensibly ostensible.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I'm Joel Kelly, and I'm at the time of this recording and at the time you're listening to it. Actually, at the time you're listening to it, I might be in Miami. But anyway, at the time of recording, I'm back in Halifax after two wonderful weeks in California, and I couldn't be less excited to be back here.
You are a one-man bring-down-Halifax committee. I find it very funny.
It's not necessarily bring down, well, it is specifically bring down Halifax, but it's bring down wherever I am right now. Mm-hmm. I hate living here. That's not to say that if I were to move somewhere else, I wouldn't hate living there as well.
Sure. Got it. You hate the tied down, weighed downness of it all.
I hate that I've lived somewhere my whole life. And I know that the issue is I know that it will be my single biggest regret. Like, you know, that I can kind of telegraph what my deathbed regrets will be. And the number one will be that I never live somewhere other than here.
Sure.
Yeah. So well, that's really what it is.
That's a bright way to start the show.
That's how I start every morning. Might as well start the show that way, too.
Touche. Touche. So
let's talk about Tokyo.
Yes. It's a magical place about which I know much because I have been here for several days.
Mm-hmm. And because you've seen Lost in Translation 8,000 to 9,000 times.
I've seen it a fair number of times. Yes. I'm in New York right now, but by the time that you're listening to this, I will be in Tokyo, which is kind of cool.
So is this something I don't want to pry into your business by any stretch, but like,
then don't.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Sorry, go ahead. I'll allow it. Just once.
I'm just saying if you say that you're going to Tokyo and then to Thailand, that our listeners might be interested in what's taking you there. I know you've got a conference in Bangkok, I believe, but I don't know. I'm just thinking that's kind of a big thing, and I certainly don't want to pry into your personal business, but even if it just seems like something that we could talk about, for fuck's sake. I mean, we've got a podcast. We've got to fill a half an hour. And if we're just going to jump past the Chris is going to Tokyo part, then I don't think we have a lot to talk about.
Well, I don't really have anything to respond to with that. No, I'm going for a conference and then just, you know, for fun, basically. Okay.
Great. So, what do you plan to see and do?
I see, this is funny because I literally have no plans. I know where I'm staying. I know what my flights are to and fro these places, but I don't have a list of landmarks I want to see. I don't have a list of restaurants I want to eat at or shops I want to go to. I'm really just kind of going and just kind of see where the whims take
me. So it's just basically what you're saying is just another place for you to nap all day.
Yes. Another place for me to nap and work on my laptop.
Great. Well, I hope you have a great time, and I hope our audience forgives you.
I'll also be promoting our application, so that's going to be fun too.
How are you going to be doing that?
Network
mingling, mostly mingling.
Lots of mingles.
You got your business cards printed. You're going to shove that into the hands of everyone you meet.
Mingles, schmoozes. What I like to do is
go to shake someone's hand, but in your hand is a business card.
Mm-hmm.
Or better, perhaps an inked stamp.
Hmm.
So you go to shake their hand, it stamps the inside of your hand, their hand.
See, I was going to go stickers.
With the logo. It's hard to, but how would you, so you would put the sticker sticky side up. mm-hmm. in your palm.
Yeah.
I guess if you could grasp it.
Yeah. Or mm-hmm. you know, I go in for the handshake with the one hand and pat on the back with the other
ooh,
hand.
Ooh, I was thinking perhaps right on their forehead, but the back of the hand, that could be fun.
Yeah, I mean, that I think makes it a little bit more subtle than on the forehead, which I think may be a little bit obvious.
Or you go for the handshake and then handcuff your hands together.
Theoretically an option, yes.
And steal their watch.
Yeah, and then not be able to get away.
And they then say, first hand. It makes, get it? Because first hand?
Because it's like a hand.
The hands, and then you're handcuffed together.
Yes. This is, why the hell are you the growth marketing hacking. Person?
I think it's growth hacking. Why am I a marketing person? Fuck, man, I don't know.
Oh, boy. So,
do we want to get back into my personal shit?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Oh, I was just gonna mope about everything. No, let's not. Let's. You're more optimistic about your future than I am about mine.
I mean, I don't really have anything else to say. I mean, it's if there are any listeners in that part of the world, please let me know.
Well, I'm just saying that you're going on a trip, and I just got back from a trip, so you are necessarily in a better place mentally than I am.
Oh, so you would? Huh? You hear me? Yawning over here. I think that kind of says it all.
That you're missing. Is this nap time? Did I wake you up from nap time?
It is, you know, the 3 o'clock slump.
Well, Leah and I saved a life when we were in San Francisco.
Did you? Tell us about it.
Well, so we got into San Francisco. We spent the week. We spent a couple days in LA. Then a couple nights in Carmel. And then we got to San Francisco. And our first night, we watched the Emmys. You know, it's mm-hmm. always good when you get into a new place to hunker down and just watch TV instead of going out and exploring the neighborhood. So I'm going to say around midnight-ish, we are getting ready to go to bed. I'm like getting a glass of water. And then I hear a horrible thump and someone yelling another person's name out of what seemed like extreme concern. I look out the window and there is a man pulling the, I would say what seemed lifeless body of another man towards the side of the road. So this is of some concern. So I call 911 and, you know, put my shoes on, run downstairs. Leah comes down and a guy had crashed his bike coming down one of, you know, San Francisco's very famous steep hills. And got knocked out, blood everywhere. And his friend, who had been riding behind him, was the guy that was all worried. So Leah got a bunch of paper towels, tried to like keep some of the bleeding because he was bleeding from his nose and his head and his arms. We didn't even notice that his arm was all scraped up till after, because the face part was all, and he was totally unconscious, non-responsive. So we stayed with him till the medic showed up, tried to get him situated in a better place. So then the ambulance showed up and got away. We helped the other guy get the bikes back to his house and sent him off, got his number from him so we could check up on him. But the guy seems like he's going to be okay. He had some bleeding around his head and they kept him in the hospital for a few days. But basically that was how we, that was our first day in San Francisco.
Now, I kind of expected something with a little more pizzazz.
No, we didn't actually do anything other than call 911.
Got it. Okay, yeah. just making sure I'm not missing.
And Leah probably kept some bleeding from being too serious.
Okay, so Leah's the real hero. Is
Leah's always kind of hero. Leah always does everything. Leah.
Well, women, am I right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So you had a. It sounds like you had an exciting, adventuresome, busy couple weeks.
It was great though. I mean, it wasn't too busy, just a lot of driving up the coast, which was awesome. We went to the Francis Ford Coppola winery on Friday. That was amazing. The flights back yesterday were pretty uneventful. It was a super relaxing, amazing trip. One of the best I've certainly ever been on.
Now, did you have to check in with work at all? Or were you kind of just focused on
this is the thing. I didn't check in with work very much. And I don't yet know whether that was a good idea.
Things may have completely fallen apart while you were away, and you're still kind of waiting to see.
That's correct. I checked my email a couple times. As of this moment, I'd say I have about 600 unread emails. I'm going to be calling my boss apparently in a couple minutes after we record this. He just sent me a text. So, I don't yet know whether that was a good idea or a bad idea. It certainly made for a more relaxing vacation. But I have no idea, if in the long run it was a good thing to have done, which sure. is a,
there may
know,
be consequences most, this week.
Exactly. Not the most comfortable, you know, way to feel, but here we are.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it was fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Cool.
Well then, lots of stuff. Have you updated to iOS 9 yet?
I have.
And what do you think so far?
I love it. I love the font. Right. It's smooth. It's responsive. It's great. What do you think?
One of the small things I like, obviously I like the, I don't have the latest iPad. I've got an Air, so I don't have all of the cool features with that. But, you know, the picture in picture, watching video, I think is really cool. And on the iPhone, just simple things like, you know, having like the back to the previous app button that happens when one app opens another app. I like that. The switcher is cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Overall, I think it's a great update.
Yeah, I've been really impressed and pretty consistently not buggy, which I think, you know, the last few releases have been a little bit buggy or something's been strange, but I feel like this one's been really smooth and really nice. So hats off, Apple.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's certainly no buggier than the last version was. I've been having a lot of buggy issues with my phone. Tons of minor things like the, you know, swiping up to get to the camera. Regularly takes there. I just did it. It took about 3 seconds for the camera to actually activate. Things like, you know, again, just swiping up to, I forget what it's called. It's not in the notification center. It's the other one, the bottom one, to like turn on the flashlight. Sometimes that just won't work, but that's been happening on several versions. What's new, the new bug for me in iOS 9 is, so I unlock the phone and I'm in an app. So I unlock it with Touch ID. And then when I press the home button again to get to the home screen, it is somehow registering that I've like double tapped for the app switcher. Or no, it thinks I've long pressed for Siri, even though I haven't.
Oh, that's very strange.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if it's just me, but I found the 6 Plus, especially since I got the watch. And I wonder if that's related. Like, maybe the connection to the watch is just slowing the whole system down. But I found it pretty buggy since I got the watch.
Now, do you have watchOS 2 yet? Is that available?
I do.
Yes. What do you think? Is that a lot different?
Well, the biggest and best update for that is the... because you have to... And I keep the watch locked, so I have to enter my password. If I take it off and put it back on again. And the numbers for like to enter your, I guess it's not a password, but you know, the numeric code, passcode. Sure. The numbers on OS 1 were tiny. I never got it. Entered it correctly the first time before. So now they have just made the numbers larger and better shapes, and now you can actually unlock it. I would say that is the biggest thing yet. You know,
your
the
giant
other,
fingers.
Yeah, exactly. The other updates, like, yeah, I'm using one of my photos as my watch face background now, and what's the other thing? And like, I don't have any new apps, I don't think, since the update that I've really noticed. So yeah, I haven't seen any big. The big thing is going to be when more new apps start coming out that are updated, but that hasn't really happened too much yet. Right. But overall, it's definitely faster. The connection to the watch seems to the phone seems speedier. But the big update seems to have been in just like that basic functionality of, you know,
getting some of those small details.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we all knew. You know, sure. would take some time. The really thing, I'm excited for 3D touch on the new phones. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think the 6S will definitely be my next phone. Sad as it is that it's as big as it is, but I guess I'll have to adjust.
Yeah, well, I've got to figure out whether I want the 6S or the 6S Plus, because I've got the 6 Plus now, so I don't know.
Now, in Canada, do you have access to this new iPhone payment plan?
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
We do.
Of course you do. Everyone does.
Yeah.
Not us. It's our bank collusion that's keeping it out of here. It's not Apple's fault.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing is that, you know, the good part of our banking system is that there's only really 6 banks. So, you know, things work well. Our banking system, of course, is very famously stable, et cetera, et cetera. But if the banks all agree that they're not going to play nice with Apple, because Apple effectively is stealing their fees, and as far as they're concerned, they can just decide they're not going to do it.
Sure.
Yeah. Until one of them cracks and then they'll all fold, which will happen eventually. But this is just a thing that happens that, you know, we'll get there.
With. Yeah. One of these days.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, let's move right along, since apparently I have to do some work.
The honeymoon is over.
It sure is. Let's switch into some gear picks, shall we? Do you have anything?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess for some context for those many new users, new listeners, rather, this is the part of the show where we share stuff that we buy on Amazon that we think you might enjoy as well. And if you buy through the links on our website at notarealjob.com, we get a tiny portion of the profits, which helps us make the show great. So, yeah, this week I am going to put in the StarTech Black Micro USB to Apple 8-pin Lightning connector adapter. Pretty simple, $15. This thing will let you adapt your micro USB cable to a Lightning cable. I like to consolidate cables when I travel, so I tend to travel with more adapters than actual, you know, 3 or 4 foot cables. And this is going to make it easy, so I pretty much will only need to bring one micro USB cable and just kind of swap adapters as necessary. It's really well built, and yeah, check it out.
Cool. I'm just trying to find something that I bought. It's become more and more useful as I travel, so I just want to find it here. I'm not sure if I've recommended it before, but even if I have, I'd love to give it a second recommendation because it's super useful. Why can't I find it though? Sorry, one second. You know, when you're in hotels, they very often don't have, you know, plenty of outlets for all your stuff, or they're spread around the room. So what's handy to have is, you know, it's something that you can plug in that gives you extra outlets, but that's, you know, simple to use. I think you've recommended one of these before. Anyway, I'll find it and put it in the show notes. But basically, it's just a simple adapter. You plug it into any outlet that you have in your hotel, and it gives you 3 extra outlets as well as 2 USB ports. So super useful. So really, if you have one decent plug in your hotel, you can plug in all your different devices and chargers and everything like that. Because overnight, I'm typically charging my laptop, my phone, and my watch. So it's much easier to have just one kind of hub to plug all those things in.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, there definitely check those out over at the website, notarealjob.com, which is... flipping into the housekeeping, it is the best way to find every episode of the show, join our mailing list, find our Twitters and Facebooks and whatnot. As a shortcut, notarealjob.com/Twitter or /Facebook are going to redirect you to either of those places. Joel and I are on Twitter as well, at Chris Van Patten, at Joel Kelly. And you can also listen on iTunes or subscribe through iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search for Not a Real Job, or go to notarealjob.com/iTunes. Also /Stitcher if you're into the Stitcher thing. And of course, if you want to subscribe on iOS, you can find us in the podcast app because it's the same directory.
Nice.
I think that's it.
I think that is. Okay, found it. It's the Belkin 3 outlet mini travel swiver charger surge protector with dual USB ports.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Putting it in the show notes now. So yeah, thanks everybody. Sorry it was a downer this episode, but you know, potentially next week I won't be.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. No promises, but here we are.
Cool. All right. Bye, everyone.
All right. Bye, everyone.